Good morning. My name is Eliphaz Ankra Kutin, and I welcome you to Time with Jesus broadcast, which comes to you every Sunday in the morning. I want to encourage you, as you listen, share with somebody. Go to Willie TV and subscribe. This morning we are discussing a subject that I have titled, Don't Go Too Far. Don't go too far. And we are reading from the book of Luke chapter 15, verse number 13. It reads, not many days later, the younger son took together all that he had and traveled to a distant country where he squandered his estate in foolish living. It's a popular story in my other edition. I spoke about the son leaving the father's house. And today, I want to talk about where the son went to. Bible says, not many days after. That means that after he has taken what belongs to him from his father, he stayed for some days and the father did not tell him to leave, or the father was not pushing him to leave his house. But the Bible says that the boy decided on his own to leave the house of his father, which I made a statement that so many believers has left the presence of God when they achieve the things that they are looking for. Now, the Bible says that he gathered everything. That means one, he gathered the things that his father gave him and the things that he has achieved himself. And the Bible says he went to a far country. He went to a far country. In the Christendom, there are three things that I want you to know and understand. No matter your anointing or your pedigree or whatever you are doing for God, when it comes to the presence of God, there are those who are staying in the presence of God. There are people, they live and they dwell and they abide in the presence of God. Bible says that there are people who abide in the secret place of the Most High. That means in Christ or in Christianity, there is something called the secret place of God. And that is why that is where every believer must belong to. Now, after that, there are those who leave God's presence, but they don't go too far. They leave God's presence, but they don't go too far. Now, the Bible says that this man could have just left the father's house and rent an apartment in that community, or go to a town or a city in the same country. But the Bible says he went to a distant country, meaning he left the country where the father was. This type of people are those that they are still in church. They still pray. They still fast. They still give offering tithes. They still worship. But their commitment and dedication to the things of God has reduced. They are no longer in love with the things of God. And even when somebody is leading praise and worship, it no longer moves them like than the song of Shatawale to move him or her. Could have stayed in the confines of the area, maybe stay somewhere close, but he left to a distant country. Now, anytime you move to a distant country, shows how grievous, how deep you are falling from grace. That is when, even when you are sinning, the sin you are involved, do not speak to your conscience any longer. You become so addicted to sin that righteousness, you fall into apostasy. The days you used to pray for 3 hours, now you have reduced it to 3 minutes, and you are still in church. Now you have problem even paying tithe, you have problem giving offering, you have problem dancing in church, but you can dance to any form of music, give to any society, give to any community, but when it comes to church, you have problem with it. That means that you are still in church physically, but spiritually, you've left to a far country. you don't even recognize the presence of God any longer. That is when a keyboardist can stay in church and play worldly melodies, worldly song on the keyboard whilst pastor is preaching, and he's comfortable because he's in the church but not within the confines of the presence of God. I know you want to cut this video. Don't cut it. Don't close the chapter. I'm talking to you. Today have chance to repent. Those days you used to fast. Now when we mention fasting, you say my stomach. When we say fasting, you begin to look and seek for excuses. And sometimes in your own wisdom, you decide that I will tell them I am doing, but I will not do it. And some of you go and hide in chop bar and restaurant, eat and clean your mouth and come back to you. Listen to him. In this state, you have gone distance. You are no longer in the confines of the spiritual arena. You've left, and even you're having dinner and supper with Satan. The young man left his father's house. He did not rent from a nearby house. He did not build for himself, but he went to another country. If it's in Ghana, he went to Germany, so that he will not see his father's foolishness again. He does not want his father to control him again. Because as far as he stays in that presence, if he does what is wrong, the father can correct him or her. And he does not want to be corrected. There are so many people in the church, they hate correction and rebuke. When you correct them, they become like balloon. They want to blast. And they will tell you, "Mina me demiho." Such people always have problem with what is being done for the man of God. Bible said the other day a woman came to the house of Simeon and he poured an alabaster box of oil at the feet of Jesus. And Bible says certain disciples, I will not mention them, go look for their names, said, "What a waste. This is when somebody even gives offering, bless the man of God, bless the church. You see it as a waste. You are still in the church. You are still in the choir. You are still in the prayer rooms. You are still in the worship. You are still even a pastor in the church. But spiritually, you've gone far away. You've gone far away. You have gone too far. Because now, you no longer need the services and the anointing of the man of God any longer. Now you call yourself a spiritual kangaroo, a spiritual prayer warrior. You have acquainted and located and connected yourself to certain people online, and you have connected to certain people that you call them prayer partners, and you think now you can also pray. Be careful. Be careful, because a time is coming. You need a church and you need a spiritual father. And that is when you know how foolish you become and spend your eternity. Sorry to use the word foolish, but I didn't write the Bible here. Don't cut the video. I know you want to cut it. Don't try it. I'm talking to you. You've gone too far. Look at the time you go to church now. You go to church anytime you wish. You've gone too far. You are not in town. You are not in a city. You are in the village. Right village. Down there in a particular country. When you read the Bible, say that, and the man went to eat the food of pigs. That means the man, even the country you went to a village. Because it was a farming community. Some of us spiritual are living in farming communities in the realms of the spirit. And we are wasting our resources, that which God has blessed us with. Because the man whose supervision, the God of heaven and earth, whom you should live under his canopy, you've left that presence and you are wandering and depending and trusting in your own understanding. Bible says the other day, it said, "In all thy getting, get wisdom, and in all thy ways, do not lean upon your own understanding." God bless you, and I want to encourage you, no matter how far you've gone, come back. There is a Father whose name is God, and it's waiting for you. God bless you. I want to tell you, if you are not born again and you want to be born again, just say this prayer after me and immediately your life will never be the same. Say, "Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I acknowledge I have sinned against you. And I want my name to be written in the Lamb books of life. Take my life and have your way in me. In Jesus' name. Amen." And if you are also like the prodigal son who have left home with everything you have and have gone far and want to come back, can I pray for you? Father, I pray for those who have lost their way. and have gone far beyond the standards and the limit of understanding, and they are wandering in wilderness out of their own deeds. Bring them back unto yourself and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving. If you want to call them, you can call me on 027-000-1002. God bless you. 027-000-1002. You can WhatsApp me, and if you want to call me, if you want to WhatsApp, Twitter, whatever, you can get me there. And I still want to tell you, don't go too far. God bless you.